This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there, regardless of what you're doing tonight, any kind of work you're doing, thank you so very much for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler, the Captain's America. You can also find us on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our all-new website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. And joining us right now to start out hour number one and the beginning of the week, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, President Trump, Sunday morning, with Maria Bartiromo on Fox Business, said that it might be difficult to get his election fraud allegations heard before the U.S. Supreme Court. And the reason for that is, how many judges does it take to get it in front of the Supreme Court?
Well, I think four have to agree to hear the case.
That's correct.
Yeah.
He expressed doubt about his legal strategy as his hopes of overturning the November 3rd election dwindle. The problem is it's hard to get to the Supreme Court, he said in an interview on Fox Business with Maria Bartiromo. Now, I'm not shocked to hear that, are you?
No, I'm not, because, of course, it has not been, well, it has not gone well for the president and these legal challenges, no matter what. And, again, it's not automatic to go to the Supreme Court, but we'll see. Yes, but he did make those comments, and it's a very sobering, yeah.
And so much for that friendly judge in Pennsylvania on Friday that a number of people in our listening audience were all excited about, that they had told, let's see, what did they tell them? They had to stop counting the ballots or something like that. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court chimed in over the weekend, and they overruled that judge, rejected that challenge after the judge said it had a likelihood to succeed. They didn't like that or whatever, and they said, nope, on with the counting.
That's right. Yeah, she had issued that injunction to not certify the election. Wasn't on behalf of President Trump. It was on behalf of another candidate and some other petitioners.
A congressman and a couple of candidates.
Right, exactly. And so then she had her opinion that was then delivered to the Supreme Court as part of that case. But yeah, it just didn't go anywhere. But of course, Captain, of course, you know, the President Trump and others, they have some good legal teams here, and I'm sure if there's a path to the Supreme Court, they will find it. But I think by and large, though, the American people, believe that this kind of thing should ultimately reach there for an ultimate decision. It's good one way or the other, because the American people have to know that everything has been exhausted, and President Trump, I think, wants to be able to provide that at the very least for his supporters.
Well, I watched the Talking Head shows on Sunday. I watched Fox News Sunday. I watched Meet the Press. I watched Space the Nation. And then I watched the CNN program afterwards. And I wanted to see what they were saying. They did have some Republican pundits on there, but I would not call the Republican pundits friends of the president. And they all said that it's over, period. It's over. That's the word that came out of the Sunday political shows yesterday.
Well, right, and that goes along with the general thrust that we've had literally since November the 4th in this country. It's interesting, too, Captain, some news reports that seem to be straight news typically will use adjectives on any of the president's claims or the notion that there was any issue in terms of the mail-in ballots, more absentee ballots than were requested, these kinds of things that Sidney Powell has been uncovering. And, of course, we'll see hopefully more definitive proof from that. Yeah.
So far, it's accusations, and there's been no proof accepted so far. That's where we're at right now. I mean, there are accusations. There has been proof submitted, but the proof has not been accepted. So far, there isn't anything. It's like I say something about whatever, and that's the way it is so far. Now, it's got to be looked at by a court. This can take a long period of time. Normally, it's longer than just a day or two or three, no matter how they try to expedite it along. Somebody, all it takes is one person in the system somewhere to drag their feet, and all of a sudden, it doesn't happen. And they are up against the gun with the decision-making progress, and I really wonder if they're going to be able to get this done in time. Now, might it happen afterwards? Yeah. Then what happens? Nothing, nada, zip, zero.
That's right. Once it all moves forward.
Once the Electoral College certifies the election, it goes to the House to be voted on, and they vote on it and accept it. That's it. Done.
Well, that's exactly right. That's why this is all so very important. And, of course, Captain, again, we hearken back to, for example, the Kavanaugh hearings, where the Democrats wanted to have investigations and pauses in the procedure in order to have the investigation based on what? Based on accusations. But, of course, they're nowhere to be found in this one because they think it went their way.
All right, and caller, hold on the line there. We'll get to you right after the break. I think I know who that is anyway. So, Kyle, you hold on, too, and folks, we'll be right back. And here's the problem. We still don't have a friendly judge and or court, and we definitely don't have four justices in the Supreme Court that have said they want to hear this.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, I just got my latest shipment of Relief Factor, and it didn't come any too soon, I'll tell you that, because I've been having a lot of problems with my left ankle and my foot swelling up, and I've had to take an extra dose of it instead of two times a day, three times a day, because I've been on my feet a lot doing a lot of speaking and whatnot, so that presents a problem for me with the injury I've got. But anyway, it has turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it. It will not only reduce the inflammation you have, but it will also lower or eliminate pain because it goes right straight to the source. Now, here's the good thing about all this. It's 100% drug-free, number one. It supports healthy joints and muscles, number two. Number three, it supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort you have. And, of course, number four comes in convenient individual packets. That first order you get is the three-week quick start, and it gets it all going for $19.95. All you got to do to find out more is go over to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain to find out more, and you'll be glad you did, because after all you got to lose is pain. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we got two callers, and here we go to caller number one. This is Todd in Tampa. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, boss, let's get down to business. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, the Supreme Court, I know you're waiting on these judges, but they're all on the take, and you should step in and stop this corruption, number one. You state legislators, you should step in and recertify Donald Trump the winner, okay? Donald Trump won all these House seats, and you're going to try and tell me that Joe Biden, you got more votes than Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, respectively? You're out of your freaking mind, okay? Donald Trump won this in a landslide, and everybody knows. Let me tell you other few states in Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, we're not doing no business with you. We're not buying your products. We're not buying your cars. We're not buying your trucks. We're not doing anything till you research, because you're corrupt. You're unholy. You're ungodly. So we can't trust you just like we can't trust Joe Biden, and we're not doing no business with it. Jesus Christ said Donald Trump won in a landslide no matter what you say, and that's what we're saying. Let's stand up and fight for the country. In Jesus' name, let's go to work, Captain. Peace.
All right. Thank you very much. And Todd is absolutely right. And here's the thing before I go to caller number two. We need to be calling our state representatives, because the state legislatures are the only ones that have the authority or the ability to be able to change anything anywhere, not the federal government. The state legislature could do it tomorrow if they wanted to. So whatever state you're listening in, Georgia, well, let's just do the battleground states, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Nevada, Arizona, get a hold of your state representatives, call them up and start running the phones off the line and say, we need election reform now, we know that we've been snookered, you need to do something, or that's it, you're done, you're a one-term representative, and forget about your career. All right, here we go. Mike in Clearwater, go ahead, sir.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. Before I get started, I need to remind the people in Georgia, all hands on deck, these two Senate seats that are coming up are very important. You all need to go out and vote as if your life depended on it, because it really does. This is the difference between them having total power to do whatever they want versus us being able to put a clamp on some of the ridiculous things that they're going to try to do. Now, having said that, I do have a question for the professor. Now, Biden's kind of in a bad spot because he's got... Well, there's two groups. I'm going to call them, for the sake of this discussion, the Radical Democrats and the Reasonable Democrats. Now, the Radical Democrats, we already know that Black Lives Matter said, you know, we voted you in. We got you voted in. You owe us. So, Professor, what happens when, if he goes too far to the left, he's going to anger the Reasonable Democrats. If he doesn't go too far to the left, he's going to anger the Radical Democrats. So he's kind of in this tight position that if he goes too far one way or too far the other, it could be a big problem for him. And second of all, we know the Democratic Party is in big trouble. The Reasonable Democrats are trying to distance themselves from the AOCs and the Tlaibs and these people that are, you know, pretty much wanting to do all these ridiculous things. So what do you think, Professor? How does Biden do this without, you know, angering his base or angering the rest of his party? I think he's in a very, very bad situation. I wouldn't want to be in his position. So I just want to see what the professor has to say.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
Thanks.
All right, go ahead, Kyle.
Well, yes, thank you so much, Mike. And what you're bringing up is so important. This is, I think, you know, the biggest story, obviously, of Joe Biden. The idea that there is this war that's going on, and I think that the so-called progressives, that is the AOC wing, basically, they call themselves progressives, but they still have the same game plan whether Biden embraces them or not. I think they're not for wanting a seat at the table, wanting to, you know, just have a voice and be part of the whole government. They want to take over and do what they want to do. So regardless if Biden embraces them or not, they're still going to primary these other, as you're talking about, the reasonable wing of the Democrats, the more moderate kinds. And so that's going to continue on. But Biden is, I think, not going to be able to navigate this very easily. And what they should have been doing months ago was smacking down the idea of riots in the streets and burning things down and stuff like that. But they thought that they were, you know, getting their support, and they had one idea, and that was to beat Donald Trump. But beating Donald Trump, quote unquote, may not be quite as sweet as they think it might be, because now they got this problem that you're describing so well.
And it opens up a big Pandora's box. Now, the mainstream media keeps calling Biden president-elect. Let me just once again say the factual term here. He is not the president-elect until the Electoral College meets and votes him as the next president of the United States. Then he is the president-elect. Now, on top of that, the bona fide is on January the 6th when the Congress meets and they vote to accept the Electoral College results. So that's the way it works. So anyway, back to Biden. He apparently was playing with his dog yesterday when they say he twisted his ankle, but he wound up breaking his foot, which tells me that he probably planked his foot down into a hole or something like that, or got in a precarious position, because it's not that difficult to break your foot. I know a lot of people have done it just coming down a flight of stairs, and that last step you take, you don't necessarily plant your foot right, and boom, it snaps. But the older you are, the easier it is to do. That's number one. And number two, when I heard them say, well, he's going to put a boot cast on, and he's just going to have it on for a couple of weeks. No, he's not. No, he's not. It takes 4 to 6 weeks for a fracture of any kind, with or without a boot cast. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, yeah, you're right about that, Captain. I would like to point out, too, I think Donald Trump tweeted out to get well soon, by the way. But you're right. We understand Biden will be wearing a boot for a time. We don't have a lot of details on exactly how this happened, other than he was, quote, playing with the dog, unquote. But, of course, I'm sure intrepid reporters will try to get a little more details about it, because this does call into question, or call again, the put the spotlight on, I should say, Biden's health and whether or not how frail he might or might not be. And it's an important development, to be sure.
Now, if Joe Biden is indeed elected by the Electoral College to be the next president, and then ratified by the Congress to be the next president, we're hearing that President Trump may, in fact, during the middle of the inauguration for Joe Biden, may, in fact, kick off his 2024 presidential campaign.
Yeah, that would be quite interesting and unprecedented, to say the least. But, you know, you got to wonder, Captain, a lot of folks in the media who spent the last 4 years trashing Trump as vehemently as they possibly could have got to be looking forward to something like that, because it's more about the ratings at that point.
But here's the deal. Now they're saying, can't we all get along after what they did to President Trump the last 4 years, after what they did? Now it's, well, can't we all get along? Can't we all get along together? Hell no. Hell no. What you did to President Trump? No way in hell. You think we're going to forgive you? Not on my watch. We're going to bury you in your own words. Keep it up, boys. Keep it up, because it ain't over till it's over.
Well, years ago, Captain, when President Trump took office, we talked about it on the program here, which direction could the Democrats really go? And they chose the road of chaos and constant struggle.
We went through this with George W. Bush. Do you remember?
Mm-hmm.
You and I were talking at that time. You were a regular guest on the show. We went through this with George W. Bush and stayed that way for the first term, where all Gore could say was, well, he's an illegitimate president. He couldn't have won. Sport of this, that, and the other, and all that stuff. You know, Catherine Harris, she actually, her career was ruined as a result of that.
That's right.
Yep. Yep. She ran for Congress, but one term. All right. We'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. What a mess. What a mess. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The first shipment of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine arrived in the United States over the weekend to await an emergency use authorization from the FDA. But a recent poll from Gallup showed that only about 60% of Americans were ready to get the shots. That's something the White House Coronavirus Task Force is trying to remedy. Admiral Brett Giroir says Americans need to know these vaccines are safe. The Assistant Secretary of Health for the Department of Health and Human Services tells CNN that the vaccines have gone through intense testing.
These vaccines have been tested in tens of thousands of individuals. There are independent data safety monitoring boards. There's going to be an independent, transparent review. The Pfizer vaccine will have an advisory committee on December 10th. All the data will be out there. The Surgeon General and myself and all the team are really out trying to educate the public. We have to see what the data show, but all indications are this is an extremely safe vaccine.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance, Geico spelled GEICO.com. And you can go over to the website at Geico.com, and you can type in your zip code, and they'll ask you what type of vehicle you're driving, or if you want homeowners or renters insurance, what type of quote you want, and they'll give you a quote. Now, regardless of the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or RV, get yourself a rate on all of the above. And then see what they'll charge you for homeowners or renters insurance, because they will bundle that together with your automobile insurance and save you a bunch of money. And that's very important. And I've been with them going on 15 years, and they've been done very well by me, and I've done very well by them in the last 15 years. So there you go. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of policy. Say, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, on Friday, we had a call from our attorney friend who lives down here in Pinellas County, Amanda Mackey. She was up in Wisconsin working with the GOP effort up there with the recount in two counties in Wisconsin. And we talked about the fact that they recounted 460,000 votes. And the state of Wisconsin allowed them to set 60,000 questionable votes off to the side, which either had only one vote on them, namely for president, or didn't have a signature on the envelope, or there was no envelope to compare a signature to, or the voter did not exist on the voter roll to begin with, so they just sent in an absentee ballot, all of which would make the ballot not count. And so they had 60,000 of them. Now, in the state of Wisconsin, Biden had won by 12,000 votes. So that, again, has to go to a court to be changed. Certainly to the state legislature. and we haven't heard anything else. We know that there's going to be a decision of some sort made today up there. So tonight we may have an answer there. But this is another deal. If he doesn't get a favorable result from Wisconsin, when I just told you what I told you, then, you know, the doors are closing rapidly.
Well, yes, that's very, very true. And so
I hate to say it, but it is what it is.
Well, exactly right. So again, this is very instructive, though, Captain, for the American people, very, very much so, because again, you know, as we're talking about, we're hearing accusations, we're hearing that.
Well, this is not an accusation, Kyle. This is actual proof, and now we have the proof that we were talking about earlier. We need the legitimate, solid proof. 60,000 questionable votes that none should count because of the rules in Wisconsin.
Well, right, but as you said, having the judge who's going to agree to look at it, number one, and number two, decide to take what would be to seem to be a reasonable remedy in all of this outside of the political and other societal ramifications.
Yep.
Yeah, that's huge. And then, of course, also we have those affidavits that people have filed. So all this is going on, but yet the prevailing opinion that is sort of being sent down through the signals that we receive, right, through the media,
mm-hmm.
seem to be, nope, there's nothing here. It's just not right, and it's the most secure. If I see one more article that says it's the most secure election ever, you know, it just seems to fly in the face of stuff that we already know about, just like what you're saying.
Well, here's what needs to be done, and I'm going to repeat this again. Everybody listening to me right now, regardless of where you live in the country, especially if you're in a battleground state, whether it's Georgia, whether it's Pennsylvania, whether it's Michigan, whether it's Wisconsin, Minnesota, Nevada, Arizona, you need to be on the telephone lines to your state representatives, and you need to be telling them to say, hey, we know there's been something done here screwy and wrong. You need to correct it or you're done. Your career, as you know it, is over and done with. You are finished.
Yep. Well, exactly right. That's making the voice of the people heard may be the one last possible.
Well, de Blasio just put the kids back in school effective December 7th because of all the bitching and griping by the parents. Okay, hold on. We got another caller. Good morning. Is this Backgammon Bob?
Yes, sir, Captain.
Fire when ready,
okay. About 60,000 votes in Wisconsin, or as a matter of fact, in any other of the disputed votes around the country in different states, a certain percentage of them would be for Trump and a certain percentage would be for Biden. So you still have to get enough votes that would swing to get the election back on. Okay, that's it, Captain.
All right. Well, I didn't perhaps qualify myself, but Amanda Mackey told us the majority of the votes were for Biden.
Mm-hmm.
So guess what? I think we have the answer to our question.
Well, exactly.
Or statement, whatever you want to call that. But, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, again, you know, one of the biggest parts of this whole thing, Captain, of course, has been the Sidney Powell, revelations that she's bringing out and saying that they have all this proof and this kind of stuff. And if that is true, I mean, this is earth shattering in the history of our country. But again, the prevailing thrust of everything seems to be, you know, don't worry about any of this. Especially all the downvoting, that all totally makes sense, and it's all fine, and don't believe your intuition on this. And again, it's not just about magically divining something out of intuition, but it's about running down what appear to be very, very serious and backed up claims, at the very least, to find out if they're really true or not.
And I'm being told by many, many, many people in my travels, and I've been traveling everywhere and anywhere, that they're tired. They're tired. They've had enough of this election stuff, and they just don't care anymore. The election is what it is, and that's the way it's going to be, and they can't do anything about it. But I'm here to tell you that's not true. There's one last little thing you can do. Call your state representatives and demand election reform and demand in these battleground states that I just told you about that they look into this and do what they can do, which is override the electors as it stands right now because of the votes that would be tossed out. And that happens in every election. It's not just, you know, this election. It happens in every election. Now, that being said, the people in Georgia need to vote. Now, I'm deeply concerned right now about the fact that Stacey Abrams registered 600,000 people to vote absentee ballot in the presidential election. And we've been told that that number in the special election for the senators is up to 750,000 and counting. That's on top of the 600,000 she did earlier. Now, that, to me, really sounds suspicious.
Well, sure. And I might add, too, I think, did Stacey Abrams ever concede defeat in the election that she lost?
Of course not. Neither did Hillary.
Well, that's right. And so, but yet, somehow, I guess they're heralded as being, you know, amazingly, you know, they stand up for what they believe and et cetera, et cetera. But yet, obviously, with President Trump, he's just some kind of kook, you know, who can't read the how many votes there are and that kind of stuff.
Now you mentioned Sidney Powell. Sidney Powell has said that the Dominion contracts by themselves warrant a criminal probe. And I might also point out that last night in Georgia, the Dominion machines failed. Broke down in Fulton County. And the rumor right away circulated, oh, they're changing votes. Well, it was a rumor. Again, be careful what you believe or don't believe. It was a rumor, and nobody can prove what was said by a couple of people. And you got to really, really, really bite your tongue. We know that they had a malfunction. We know the machine went down. And as far as anything else, we don't know a thing because we're not there in the room when all this is going on. And there are supposed to be Democrats and Republicans both in the room watching all of this.
Well, exactly right. And just the mere fact, Captain, that Republican poll watchers in this election, this last go-around, were shut out, escorted out, et cetera, et cetera. Had it been the other way around, we all know exactly what would be happening right now, the jumping up and down, screaming with their hair on fire, saying that this is an illegitimate election. As you talked about, people are tired, but they also do understand the differences that, of these kinds of things. But yet we can't grow weary. We cannot grow weary in this because we should be true to finding out the truth.
All hands on deck.
That's right, exactly.
Yep.
Because it does matter. And again, if Biden won the election, if he really got 80 million votes, then so be it. But we have to be able to be sure of that.
Yeah. And Rudy Giuliani has said that if the legislature just go ahead and certify the vote, they'd be certifying a false election, which is true until they get done doing what they have to do by law, and we'll see where this all goes. Okay, Kyle, hold on. Folks, we're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. We got an interesting report out there tonight. We've got winter weather in areas where they haven't had it for a while. We've got really cold temperatures. We've got some bad weather in the Gulf, which is making life miserable, and I'll be right back.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and that's why we're going trucking right now with our friends at the Flying J and Pilot Travel Centers out there across the country. Make sure you stop in there and grab yourself a free cup of coffee on the Third Watch, because you'll be very pleasantly surprised, and then you might just want to consider joining the Drivers Club, because you'll get points for the fuel that you buy, for the food that you buy in the restaurant, and for the supplies that you buy in the trucker store. And you can use those points to save you money on different things, or you can use them to get things out of the Drivers Club catalog that they've got. All of that is good. And we are going to go trucking, so here we go.
Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like a bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we gotta run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and they're here in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like a bandit run.
righty. I can see Fred in the front seat. Snowman behind the wheel, Bandit up front, and Frog in the front seat of the car, or Trans Am, just chasing each other down the highway, and that big old sheriff is bringing up the rear. But anyway, those were the days. Those were the days. Those were fun movies there, Kyle.
That's right, yeah, Sheriff Buford T. Justice.
Yep, and his son, remember, and his son.
That's right.
Yeah, okay, well, I'm going to read the weather statement, then we'll go from there. An area of low pressure is moving through the Appalachians. It'll bring moderate to heavy rainfall, strong to severe thunderstorms, and snow for much of the eastern U.S. through Tuesday. In the wake of that system, some areas in the south may also see temperatures exceed 20 degrees below average. Yeah, buddy, and that's the case tonight in a couple of places. We'll tell you about it soon. By the way, elevated to brief critical fire weather conditions are expected in southwest California as well as in the southwestern corner tonight of Nebraska through the week. And, Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, Captain, tonight in southern Arizona in the Tucson area, if you're coming across I-10 or coming up I-19, you've got a wind advisory in that area, and that looks to go as far west as, say, Arizona City, Casa Grande, as you go across I-8 at that point. So be careful out there. Then also in Wyoming, our friends in Laramie and Cheyenne, of course, also dealing with a high wind watch that's back on the map here over the last several days, and that extends with the high wind warning up north on the I-25 corridor up to about Wheatland there in Wyoming, and of course over west on I-80 towards Elk Mountain as well. Also, winds we understand up in the Montana area tonight, 4th of July pass, high winds there, so be careful. In Washington State, we have another air stagnation advisory going on, and this is along I-90. This is in the area of Yakima as well. And so
Yakima.
Yakima, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Thank you for
Yakima.
That.
Yakima, I don't think so.
Yakima.
I know the Indians up there. Yakima, there you go.
There you go. And so that, of course, means the air quality is going to be deteriorating for a time. Same story as you go down through Roseburg, down the I-5, and Medford, Oregon, Klamath Falls area, air stagnation in that area as well. Freeze warning, Captain, in Central California in the Fresno area. This reaches over towards Yosemite as well to Mariposa, for example, in that area. And this goes down to a little bit south of Bakersfield. So down California 99 and also down the I-5 freeway, you'll be going through that freeze warning area. Also, as you mentioned, high winds can be returning to the Southern California area. We think by about Wednesday or so, another moderate to strong Santa Ana wind condition may materialize. At least that's what's on the forecast right now. And if you're trucking on the 15 freeway heading out towards Las Vegas from Southern California, you go through Cajon Pass. It's 46 degrees, wind about 3 miles an hour, and clear right now.
Well, over in the great state of Texas, we've got a freeze warning through the central part of Texas to include the Metroplex right up I-30 all the way almost to Little Rock, Arkansas. Down below there, we have a frost warning all the way down to Houston, down to Galveston, all the way across I-10 through Louisiana, through New Orleans, over into Pascagoula, over to Mobile. And then in the panhandle of Florida tonight, we've got a hard freeze warning right now also for southern Alabama and for southeastern Mississippi, so be advised of that. And we do have some funky weather out there in the Gulf tonight. We've actually got a system that could produce tornadoes and waterspouts that's off the coast of Tallahassee and south right now that's moving in our general direction. There's some thunderstorms in there. So far they've been out to sea. They've not come in, but the possibility exists that they could. And if they do, it could be a real eye awakener. Now, up in the Middle West, south end of Lake Michigan, you've got snow across I-90 and I-94. In Indiana tonight, I-80 also is in that area with snow, so be advised of that, winter driving conditions. You've also got winter driving conditions for most of the state of Let's see. Most of the state of Ohio across I-80, I-70, I-90, I-94, or not 94, 90s in that area. And then going up and down I-75 from Kentucky, coming out of central Tennessee, up 65 towards Indianapolis. There's a whole corridor. There's going to be winter weather through there tonight with some snow in the mix, as well as in West Virginia. Out in the western part of Pennsylvania, where 70 comes together with 76, and also along the North Carolina mountains, looks like going up I-85. There's some wind to speak of in the northernmost part of Georgia tonight, but there's some really cold temperatures that are coming across, and not tonight, but tomorrow night, there'll be a lot of temperatures in the 20s and 30s all the way down to central Florida, Kyle.
Wow, that is really something. Yeah, very not good for agriculture or anything like that.
And then to finish it off, going up into Maine, you've got some high winds again up off the last 100 miles of Maine on 995 going to Nova Scotia with a gale warning that's off the coast. And that gale warning comes all the way down, gee whiz, to Brunswick, Georgia. So you got a lot of winds along the Atlantic Ocean tonight. We do have some very unstable weather that's coming across right now, to include the really cold temperatures, probably the coldest temperatures of the season so far, coming across the deep south.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm.
So tell us about your travels to the Pilot and Flying J truck stop, please.
Well, you know, Captain, yes, I have been to the Pilot and Flying J. And, again, if you're out on the road and you're craving something good to eat, for example, they've got all kinds of different things at some of their different locations. You could find a Denny's. You could find a Moe's Southern Southwest Grill. You could also find a Wendy's. How about this, Arby's? Or how about this as well, a Cinnabon? What's better than a Cinnabon if you've been out driving on the road all day? Maybe a KFC, a Chester's, a Dairy Queen, Taco Bell, Huddle House. And by the way, they do have the sit-down restaurant there, Captain, and or you might find a Subway, for example. So whether you're looking for something, get something quick, or to sit down for a little bit, they've got you covered. Also, as you mentioned before, the Drivers Club is there. We can get rewards, and also you can have these different services, do your laundry, do other things as you pull in to the Pilot or Flying J.
Yeah, and Eric is bringing out an interesting point about Debbie Wasserman Schultz. She's been quiet. Now all of a sudden she's trying to become the House Appropriations Committee chairwoman and all that good stuff. And, of course, she's been quiet because she didn't want to be investigated. And now that Joe Biden is around, she thinks she's going to be safe. So she's coming out of the woodwork. So naturally she's going to make noise.
Well, sure. Yeah, well,
all the little lurches are coming out.
That's right. The whole cast of characters is kind of back now. And, you know, I don't know. But, you know, the thing is, if sometimes maybe hiding away was better.
Well, it'll make for great radio.
Well, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. And of course, yeah, but they're just not going to get held accountable, I'm afraid,
nope.
In the media. But we're here to do that.
Nope. And, again, when it comes to the judges, it's the same situation. Unless you can find some friendly judges that are willing to go after them, nothing is going to happen. Nada, zip, zilch, zero. All right, we're coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.